You're listening to DreamPath on BBS Radio, BBS Late Night Talk Radio. This is your host, DJ, and a big warm welcome to everyone listening in, and a big warm welcome to everyone who's close to us. Before I begin this show, my co-host, maybe joining us, Geraldine Random, reminds me constantly that I should breathe. And that's a good idea, to take a deep breath and begin. We have a very dimensional show for you. Our guest tonight is Ian Henderson, and he's from the Netherlands. And Ian, can you hear me? Ian, can you hear me?
Yes, I most definitely can. Can you hear me okay?
Good, yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Because we're calling, I think, on your cell phone instead of the VoIP line, we couldn't get through, so I just wanted to make sure you were here and introduce you to everyone who's listening right now. Ian is a Shambhala master, master of the elements, master teacher of the Elohim, author, writer, and medical intuitive. He does soul journeys, regression therapy, past, present, and future, and many other things. Ian, welcome to DreamPath.
Oh, thank you.
Are you having difficulty hearing us, Ian?
Yes, just a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to try and call the radio station.
Okay, here you go.
Well, I can hear you too. It's just a little bit difficult because the cell phone, of course, is just a little bit weaker. But we can hear each other and we can understand each other.
Yes,
so
we
I'd say
can.
Go ahead and ask you questions. Let's start.
Well, I'd like to start what I feel is the beginning, at least from your story, your life, and the many wonderful things that have happened since that time. And if you could, I'd like to talk a little bit about your daughter, Susanna, and how that was a turning point in your life.
Yes, it was. It's just over 9 years ago now. I lost my daughter in a car accident. And at that moment in my life, I was living quite a happy life, a happy-go-lucky life. And when you lose a child, anybody else who's ever lost a loved one will know it rips, you know, the heart out of your body. But for me, if I look back at that time now, I do realize, because of the knowing that I possess now, that it was perhaps one of the greatest gifts that I ever received. And not only that, the people that I'm reaching out to and touching now is possibly also one of the greatest gifts that you could ever give to humanity, too. Of course, there was a period where I had to go through a lot of pain, a lot of releasing, a lot of asking why. Why me? And after a period of a couple of years being very heavily on the train, very close to suicide, unfortunately a friend came to me and offered me a book. And that book was The Seraphine Prophecies. And having read that once, it started to trigger things inside of me. And it had me asking questions again. And really that was the beginning of my journey, which is approximately 6 years ago now. And since then, wow, my goodness, it's been like a rocket ship ride.
This is an awakening for you. And in that awakening, to heal yourself and to bring you to an understanding of various, well, new dimensions. There's more to this world, to this life, to this universe than previously thought, at least at the time. Would you like to talk about that a bit?
Most definitely. When I first started to really start asking questions, I did, of course, read a lot of books, like probably a lot of us have done. And eventually I went through all of the Seraphine Prophecy books from Jens Redfield. And eventually we got to a book called The Secrets of Shambhala. And there was just something inside of me happened at that moment. And I started to realize that, well, maybe the end of this physical body, this biological body, maybe it's not the end. And I eventually, I think just under 4 years ago now, I went to Boston, traveled across to Boston, and I became a Shambhala Master. And that was really the catalyst for my journey. About a year and a half later, I was initiated into the elements of earth, air, water, fire, and ethers. And it was in the ethers initiation, really, that I was sitting talking afterwards in a meditation state with a wonderful being called Metatron. And when we were finished, when he didn't finish giving the instructions and we'd finished sharing what it was that I was supposed to go through at that moment in time, he actually said, I have someone here who would like to meet you again. And you can imagine, like, coming face to face all of a sudden with my daughter, which was basically inside of me, but I could see her, I could feel her, I could hear her, I could talk to her for the first time since her passing. Well, you can imagine there was a lot of tears. But after the tears had dried up, Susanna started to instruct me on a great many things. For instance, the soul journey, the soul agreements that we have, why we're here on this earth plane. And that really, for me, was a huge awakening at that point in my journey. And since then, I've done a lot more studying. And because I've been starting to channel with not only Susanna, some wonderful beings, and many of you will know them, for instance, Saint Germain, Lord Michael. And there's come a point in my journey where I also met my twin flame, and we were introduced to other beings that we understand that are our, if you will, merged soul. And we learned a lot from those as well. And from that, we started to understand about our multidimensional selves. And we started to get instructions. predictions on how we're moving towards what may well be termed the end times. You know, when we say the end times, of course, when there's an ending, there's always a new beginning. So we don't want to create any fears or any panic here. It is truly a new beginning for humanity. And because of that, I did start to get a lot of new information. I set up a lot of seminars, a lot of workshops, and one of the ones we want to talk about tonight is dimensions. Because we notice as we look around the world today, certainly a lot of light workers seem to be getting a little bit tired, a little bit fed up, and wondering when things are really going to change. Well, I was given a lot of information to help uplift, help support, help shine a light for the light workers around the world, and to show them that they are making a difference, very much making a difference. And it is bringing us all very much closer to that which we most desire, creating heaven on earth.
I understand, Ian, you would like to do a PowerPoint presentation for those that are online tonight, and if they could download or at least get to that area.
And the best way to do that, listeners, if you're listening right now, all you have to do go down to is DreamPath on the schedule, and it will go to show, well, when you get there, go to show info, and on there you'll see Ian Henderson, and on there the second
address
will be the one to give you the PowerPoint. So if you want to do, anyone who would like to do that right now, you can get to our show info at DreamPath, and you will find the address there. Click on it, and it will open up this page so that when Ian is talking about this, you'll have a much clearer idea of what's actually being talked about, especially using a cell phone. We can hear you, and thank you, Ian. I just wanted our listeners to know that to be ready ahead of time. You also
Sure, that's wonderful.
The symbols have also made a big impact on your life, and they have been brought into your life in various ways, very, very powerfully. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that, if I could.
I missed the first part of your statement there. What's been brought into my life?
The symbols that you channeled from the Masters. Ian?
Hello, Ian. Perhaps his cell phone has gone dead. And in the meantime, if Don is there, anytime you can be aware, you can put on a piece of music, and we'll probably be able to get to his direct line and get a clearer signal. Now, listeners, here at DreamPath, one of the things that I mentioned right at the beginning of the show is to take a deep breath, and that's what I'm doing right now. And on our logo, you will see the saying, awakening to and walking new energy spirit. And on a number of occasions, I've been able to, okay, we're just trying to get a hold of Don here to let him know that we've lost Ian, and perhaps we can try him on his VoIP line or cell line, whatever would work.
I apologize, I can't even see the dial down on
itself. Okay.
Sorry about this interruption, folks. We thought we had everything down pat. We were talking to Ian earlier this afternoon on his VoIP system, and it was loud and clear, and apparently the radio station couldn't get through on that line tonight. So we're trying to complete this interview tonight with the Ian's cell phone, which apparently it looks like it may have died. So we're doing our best to get in touch with the radio station and continue with this. Bear with us. I have had some wonderful encounters with Ian over the years. I came across him on the internet when he was running iConference about 4 or 5 years ago, and he was doing healings over the internet at the time, initiating people into Shambhala, and I was thoroughly impressed with the intuitive ability of this gentleman to actually be able to find out what was going on in the four-body system and to give us some guidance how to rebalance it while we were on the conference call. I just love and adore this man, and he has got so much to tell us tonight, and he was going to do a little mini course on dimensions, which is one of his day courses that he teaches abroad. And there again, if you are listening and you're able to bring up this PowerPoint presentation, it's on his site, his www.twinflames-twinsouls.net. Now, if you get into there, now, my gosh, I downloaded this PowerPoint presentation earlier, and I can't guide you until Ian gets back on the line, but if you can at least get into his site and see some of the wonderful things that he's offering at this point in his journey. We definitely plan on having Ian back on the show as much as possible if this does not pan out tonight. But miracles do happen, and people, get your angels, back us up, please. We're kind of faltering a little bit under not quite knowing what's happening, but we will get back very shortly. Dennis is on the radio, on the telephone right now with BBS Radio, trying to get this straightened out.
He's on?
Hello, Ian. Hello, Ian. I'm hearing you're on, darling. Ian. He's supposed to be on the line here.
Okay. Yeah, I was just talking to Michelle. I was talking to Michelle, and she got him on line there, but we are not hearing anything on this end.
Whoopee! Are we ever here? Ever having fun? Woohoo!
There you are.
Now they can't. Now they can't hear.
Are you on or on your voice?
No, he's on the voice.
Oh, great. Now we can go on with this journey. Ian, what is the URL address of the PowerPoint presentation?
Well, if they go to twinflames-twinfalls.net and they look on the left-hand side in the menu, they'll see a link that takes them to slides.
Ah, okay.
And when they go to, when they get in there, and I'm just opening it up while we're speaking here so that I can give them accurate instructions.
Sure.
If you hang on just a second. Because I already had the PowerPoint presentation up.
So do we.
Yeah. We were starting it this afternoon.
We feel divinely guided.
Okay. Yeah, here it comes.
So to our all our
okay, so it's www.twinflames-twinsouls.net. Once you've got that page open, on the left-hand side, it says slideshows. If people click on that, it'll take them into a bunch of different seminars. And what they want to do is they scroll down, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, to where it says divinely guided evolution. Who are we? What are we? And where are we going? The new human. Just to the right of that, they'll see the top click here button. If they click on that, then they can download the PowerPoint presentation.
That does sound good. Very clear now. It would be great, too. We'd like to, if everyone is listening in, anyone who is listening in, you can call in if you have any questions for Ian Henderson. And the toll-free number in the U.S. of A, United States, is 1-877-270-8714. And everywhere else in the world, it's direct, area code 530-413-4515. So, callers, please do call. And back to you, Ian.
Well, those that do have the slides open now, because we're going to have a little bit of a limited time period to be able to talk about these, like you said just a little bit earlier, I do spend a whole day on this particular seminar. But what I really just want to do tonight is touch on certain different aspects and to show people, certainly the light workers, what's going on right now. You know, we're often talking about we want to create, our greatest heart's desire is to create heaven on earth. Now, if everybody would just click on the fourth slide, you'll see the seven inner dimensions. What I love to do when I'm doing these seminars live is I love to work with the audience, and I love to draw the examples from them of what's going on in their lives, and I point out to them that the way it's coming in, it's coming in through your spirit or etherical body or your soul, and then you bring it down into the mental body. And as you mull it around in your mind for a little while and you start to absorb it and understand it, you then bring it down into your emotional body. And if there is any of the old energies, old programming, old ego issues, all of the old stuff, if there's anything in the way there, our emotional body is helping us to transform that, to be able to absorb this new information coming down from source. And then what happens then is, you're actually bringing it down into your physical body and you're starting to live it. Now, it being in your physical body, you being connected to the earth, you are indeed actually anchoring here on Mother Earth the information that you've got from the heavenly bodies. And this is important because this is a part of how we are indeed creating heaven on earth. It's a part of it. And you can see on the diagrams there how I've shown how that works. Now, there's another part of these seven inner dimensions. I call these the seven inner dimensions. As we become more and more consciously aware of what we're doing here on the earth plane, I love to show people of how we've gone through the stages of life of, if you will, our formative years, which is basically from somewhere around 0 to 7, 8, or 9 years old. What we've done is we've picked up a personality. We've been programmed by our parents. We've been led by example by our parents, our school systems, and things like that. And basically what happens is we look into the world and we grow further beyond that point, living the life through the eyes of that child. Until a certain point, when something happens in our lives, for instance, with me, it was my losing my daughter, and I started to study, I started to read, I started to ask questions. And as I started to ask the questions, my conscious mind started to wonder, no, wait a minute, this isn't quite right. This isn't quite what's in my subconscious mind here. It's not quite right with what I'm reading here. And what tends to happen there is you tend to go into a period of confusion and conflict. But during that period of confusion and conflict, what happens is you eventually find your answers and you find the balance. And as the old programming is released, or the formative years of that child looking into the world is released and transformed, your subconscious mind absorbs the conscious mind if you're now knowing, and it comes into alignment with each other. And something really wonderful happens after that. Because then you start to be able to connect with your superconscious mind, which is basically your guides, your guiding angels, the ascended masters, the masters. And here again, this is another example of our making the changes within ourselves so that we can draw down that which is heavenly and anchoring it into the earth plane. And that's that part of this particular slide. And we have a lot of fun when we're doing this one because there's some always, always some beautiful examples come out of the audience. And it's great fun to play with.
Well, what I'm finding with this new paradigm that we're now in is some of our questions and life lessons are becoming so transparent, and what we took as a very jarring incident, or you can basically see the story repeating itself in a different form, but we've been so blessed to have these veils come down, and we're now seeing the illusion of how we actually have created our life in the past and how quickly and swiftly we can shift it to the positive now in this new energy. Now, I don't know if that made any sense, but it was just something that came up within me, that everything that I'm seeing here is resonating so clearly now.
Most definitely, Jara. As we've seen through the illusions, I mean, there's so much happening on the Earth plane at the moment, and there's so much coming into this planet from the universe, from what I love to call Mother, Father, God, Creator, because that has all four aspects of everything that we are. The more light and the more love that is coming into this planet, exactly what's happening is, and you explained it quite well there, what's happening is our filters or the veils are becoming more and more clean, more and more pure, which means we're receiving more and more light and love and clarity from the universe of what love truly is. And we're becoming more and more aware of exactly what we are. And there's some beautiful things happening around the planet right now with a lot of these wonderful films. There's so many examples of stuff on DVDs. We're being assisted from all fronts and sides, from above, below, upside down, inside out. We're being helped from so many different dimensions, so many different sources. So it's inevitable. It's inevitable that we are creating heaven on earth.
So do you believe the dimensions are actually collapsing?
Well,
into one.
Sorry, excuse me. Actually, I'd actually say no. I'd say they are merging. One of our favorite sayings, Jara, these days is we are returning to oneness. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see this not only as our physical brothers and sisters around the planet, we're returning to oneness in understanding each other, in having more tolerance for each other, and actually starting to have compassion for each other, and that ends up being love for each other. But what's also happening, Jara, is, and many people around the Earth plane are starting to experience this right now, we know that time doesn't really exist. It's an illusion in this dimension. So past and future doesn't also really exist. There's only the now moment. Now, how is it possible then that we're having all of these different experiences and we're always talking about past lives and regression and things like that? Well, what I've been shown is that every single moment is playing somewhere else in another dimension right now in this moment. What's happening right now is we are learning to merge with other splinters, other aspects of ourselves in these other dimensions. And as we're sharing these experiences together, what's happening is we're merging these experiences. So we're coming together from these different dimensions. And if you just look at that and just try to feel that, you'll see that even from other dimensions and other aspects of ourselves, that too is coming back into oneness. So I would say we're merging the dimensions, coming back into oneness.
Ian, you do soul journeys, regression therapy, and you were talking about the past, the present, and the future, and merging of these dimensions within ourselves. It's certainly something that we're feeling more and more all the time. And it looks to me that this is a way to assist individuals to rediscover their own knowingness, the parts of themselves, their spirit, and so that they can truly get the communication that as an individual that they need from their own spirit, so that again that oneness is communicated to others, even though everyone is truly an individual.
Indeed, indeed. And you know, even though I do this wonderful thing called soul journeys, and it is indeed, I do take people into an illusion of the past. When we've gone into the past and found whatever it is that's blocking them or limiting them on their journey back into oneness or whatever, or doing some healing, really what we're, the only thing that we're doing is we're tapping into another part of themselves in another dimension. And to be able to do that, we're kind of fooling ourselves just a little bit. Because it's all there, it's all present, all information is always there for us to be able to tap into. So we tend to call this past. Why? Because not the whole of collective consciousness just now has got to the point that we understand that there is no past, there is no future, there is only the now moment. So we still use the terms of regression therapy. We still use the terms as past and present and future. So in a way, we're fooling ourselves a little bit, but we're using these powerful tools to be able to indeed tap into other dimensions, bring out that information to help people, first of all, see exactly what's going on, see what's happening inside of themselves. And once they have this information, it becomes a knowing. It becomes a healing. And then when we take it into the now moment, we can go to the soul agreement. We've all come here with soul agreements. And when you're able to tap into the soul's agreement in this experience, you understand that there is absolutely a purpose for every single experience that we're having here on this earth plane. And when you have the clarity of this soul agreement, there you have another, if you will, experience of healing and knowing and understanding. And if that wasn't enough, then what we do is we, if you will, take them into another aspect of themselves in another dimension, which we'll call future, that has already transformed and already healed these aspects that's troubling them at that moment in time. And as we do so, what we do is we draw that peace or that aspect of themselves back into the now moment. And when that's done, they feel a shift in their energy. And they are indeed healed in that moment, in that one now moment. So although we're kind of fooling ourselves a little bit, it is a wonderful and a magical tool to help people move beyond programming, blockages, illnesses, whatever it may be.
Well,
any questions?
Thank you very much, Ian. We're coming up to the halfway point in our show here at Dream Path. Our guest is Ian Henderson, and Ian has so much to share with us. And if you would like to know more, and I'm sure you will, you can go to www.twinflames-twinsouls.net and gain more information and contact Ian if you would like more. During the halfway point, Ian, I usually like to play a song and give ourselves a break. We will continue with Dimensions with you. The song, and if it's coming on at this time, is called Nova Scotia, New Scotland. And I thought that would be apropos for you. I believe some of your heritage is Scottish. Is that correct?
Oh, very much so. And the national anthem of Scotland, every time it's played, the flower of Scotland has me absolutely covered in goosebumps and every hair on my body standing on end. So you got that one spot on.
Well, if Michelle has this lined up, she can let me know, and we'll have a little break and play the song Nova Scotia so that our listeners can enjoy it. And Ian, hopefully you can enjoy it too. Thank you for listening, everybody. That was Nova Scotia. You're listening to Dream Path on BBS Radio, BBS Late Night Talk Radio, and this is your host, DJ. I'm here with my co-host, Geraldine Randon, and our guest, Ian Henderson. Ian Henderson, welcome back to the second half of the show.
Well, thank you, Dennis and Jara. I'd like to kind of scoot forward just a little bit here at this point, and I'd like to take people into the sixth slide. And anybody that can see it on the website, they'll actually see that the understanding that I've been given here is that in this universe we have 15 different dimensions, and they're all segmented into 5 different spaces. Now, the first, the second, and the third dimension we all know pretty well, because those are the dimensions that we're actually living in here on this earth plane. We're always hearing about the 3D world and all of that sort of stuff. So that one's got that one pretty basically covered. We don't really need to talk about that one. But if you look at the fourth and the fifth and the sixth dimension, generally, and please do understand that we're just generalizing here so that we can just make a point. And the point that we want to make basically is, again, to uplift the light workers around the planet and showing them that they are indeed creating heaven on earth. Because as you're working with the fourth and the fifth and the sixth dimension, you're basically working with the angelic realms. Well, I wouldn't mind putting a bet out there to each and every one of you that's listening this evening that you've already played many times the role of the angel. My goodness, in my own journey, there's been a lot of angels, earth angels, on my path that have helped me get out of sticky situations. How many times have you actually followed your intuition and called somebody? And when you've reached them, you've heard them, and they were indeed going through a sticky patch, and you were able to offer them some words of wisdom or some words of comfort. Well, guess what? You, at that moment in time, were working from the fourth and fifth and sixth dimension. You were that earth angel. And if you look to the seventh and the eighth and the ninth dimension, these are the dimensions where generally the masters are. And here again, what's happening on the earth plane right now, somebody will call you again for advice or insight or words of wisdom, and it'll be based on your knowledge, perhaps from books, perhaps from your inner guidance, perhaps from TV shows or whatever, but you're being able to share them higher vibrational words of wisdom to be able to help them through that particular part of their journey. And many of you are experiencing this right now in your lives. And you, in that aspect of yourself, are indeed fulfilling the roles of the masters. Now, as you look at those slides, you're actually also experiencing the ascended masters and the God selves. Many of us are already doing that here, too. But my point is here, is if you just look at those diagrams and look at the following slides and read the information there, you'll see and you'll feel and you'll know that you are fulfilling the roles of the multidimensional being that you are. You are assisting your brothers and sisters, your other parts of yourself around the planet. And you are indeed anchoring, that one's important, anchoring the heavens here on earth. You're changing the planet daily because of your loving actions and assisting and guiding other people around you. That's a wonderful aspect of what's going on the earth plane right now. And again, I'm kind of rushing through this because we lost a little bit of time just a little bit earlier. And what I want you to do now is I'd like you to scoot right down to the 12th slide. And what you'll see there are 5 examples of symbols that have been given to me and to my beloved twin flame and others around us that have assisted us. These are 5 symbols of these times that are helping us to merge back into oneness with ourselves. Now, many have heard the expressions of the twin flame. Well, many have, if you will, a romantic view of what a twin flame is. But if you are to merge with that other part of yourself, be it on the earth plane or in another dimension, you will first need to find a balance within yourself with your divine masculine and your divine feminine. And the very, very first symbol that was ever given to us was indeed that first symbol there, the twin flames or triality symbol. This is absolutely awesome how Saint-Germain gave this to us, because if you look at it, you'll see that there's an infinity symbol inside of it. Now, if you look at this infinity symbol and imagine that there's the female half on the left and the male half on the right, or as we like to call it, the magnetic on the left and the electric on the right, basically we're all energy anyway. When you see that infinity symbol, you'll see that the energy is traveling around that symbol. And you'll see that both halves are meeting in the center. And where they meet in the center, they come into balance. They meet each other. They balance each other. And as they balance each other, you'll see the God flame just above it. That comes into play. As you see the triangle there, you could see the triangle, for instance, if you will, the left-hand side being the female at the bottom, the right-hand side being the male at the bottom. Again, once it comes into balance, you'll see that there's this third aspect comes into play. And this third aspect is indeed your God self. You're moving out of duality with this symbol and working with this image, moving out of duality into triality, which basically means that you've got all three parts of yourself, the male, the female, and the God self, finely tuned and finely balanced to each other. And if you're working, we have a wonderful meditation on a CD, which anybody who's listening to the show this evening, if you send us an email, we'll send you a copy of that link for that meditation, and you can work with it, because it does work. And especially if you play with the infinity symbol within yourself, you'll see that as you view that infinity symbol traveling between the two halves of yourself, at some point, when you find that balance, the infinity symbol unravels and it becomes that circle of oneness that you see surrounding this symbol. Now, I'm just going to take a quick breath here and allow Dennis and Jarrett to come back and ask any questions.
I'm fascinated by the infinity symbol. Don Newsom says his number is number 8, and the number 8 is a symbol, just like a lot of the numbers are to us. There are symbols in our lives that are constantly speaking to us, and you were mentioning earlier when we were talking this afternoon about when you were shown these symbols, the power that you actually felt, the beautiful power that you felt when this was being revealed to you.
Oh, very much so, Dennis. I think it's about 2 years ago now. I'm not quite sure. I mean, I'm kind of flaky as far as time goes these days, but I think it's about 2 years ago now, and when Saint Germain came in and he started to explain this symbol to us, it was like there was a huge rush of energy. And the more my beloved twin flame and I went into meditations here to work with this symbol, the more information was given to us, the more tools that were given to us to help not only us come into balance with each other, but to come into balance within ourselves. It brought us into a merged consciousness both within and without. So we expanded with this the more we meditated on it, the more we used it. And of course, in that further period afterwards, we received four more symbols, because one of the symbols is not originally from ourselves, it is actually the twin flames rings. But you see here, for instance, the healing symbol just below it, I'm not quite sure how many people know how creation actually began. We have a story on our website that we feel how creation started as the God self expanded to such a point that there was nothing more to discover, nothing more to explore. So it split. It split into two new halves. And it began to discover itself from a different aspect of itself, two different aspects of itself. And that was the first ever experience of separation. And if you look at the earth plane, you see all around you the example of two halves, if you will, in all life. And those two halves is that experience of separation. Now what's happening with these symbols is we're finding, if you will, those two halves of self and bringing them back together. So this healing symbol, for instance, is an extremely powerful one. And just like you just asked, Dennis, we're doing seminars and readings, and we're bringing these symbols out there now in a huge way. And we've got people coming to, if you will, our table, and they're looking at these symbols, and what we do is we ask, which one are you drawn to? And then, for instance, I'll put a piece of jewelry, because we've got these things now in the form of jewelry, I'll put it into their hands. And, for instance, when they take the healing symbol, they feel this beautiful warmth inside their heart. They feel this balance coming into them. Or if they take the twin flame, they'll feel a shift of energy from their head to their heart. It kind of runs up and down for a little while. If we give them the universal consciousness symbol, one lady just very recently came to us all, and we offered her the universal consciousness symbol to hold on to. Fortunately, we were still right next to her. There was the power within that symbol was just so great that she almost lost consciousness. And then another lady came to our table not too long ago, and we gave her the time symbol. And we've experienced these things ourselves, of course, but this lady actually traveled straight back to Atlantis. So this time symbol, if you will, if you learn to use it, learn to work with it in your meditation, it becomes a way of moving your consciousness through what we call time into any different dimension. For instance, the Last Supper, Camelot, Egypt, some of the wonderful moments in our history we've already traveled back and into and experienced at that moment in time what was happening. Some beautiful stories to share with that. At some point, maybe if we come back or if we have time, exactly what we've experienced with that time symbol.
Yeah, when you're mentioning that, I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to that as well, just that feeling within themselves of those times and being in those moments. And now being in the moment that we are, this is a tremendous time to receive those parts of ourselves that seem to have been hidden for the longest time. And as the days and the weeks go by, more and more is being revealed all the time. And you're helping, Ian, to assist individuals to be able to find this this magic within themselves, and it isn't really magic, it's who we are, and it opens up the DNA, it opens up healing. There are what is called miracles happening in people's lives. You get to experience this yourself in your various seminars. I understand you're working with a lady named Celia Finn to make this even more powerful.
Oh, yeah, and that's a wonderful... I just give a little bit of history before that, Dennis, if I may. I think it was about 2 or 3 months ago now. I was working with my guidance. I call them the team. There's that many of them. And at that point in time, I was really looking to get the jewelry sold. I was trying to get them out there. And what happened was they came to me and they said, Ian, it doesn't matter how it gets out there, just make sure it does get out there. So I made a shift in consciousness in myself, and I opened myself up to possible ways of getting it out there. And a wonderful coincidence really started to take place, because at that period of time, I think it was in January, the first message that Celia Fenn brought out about twin flames. And I was kind of stunned and amazed at that moment, because I thought, wow, here's this wonderful channel. There's these awesome messages from Lord Michael, and here she is talking about twin flames. So I connected with her. I sent her a bunch of the symbols and a few other things, and she's worked with them. She's held them. And she, since then, has really started to also make a shift in her consciousness, because we know that we have to find both parts of ourselves, the divine feminine, divine masculine, or as she calls it, the solar and the lunar. I call it electric magnetic. We have to have these parts of ourselves in place and in balance to be able to take us out of duality into triality, and that's what these tools are doing. And as we started to talk more and more, Celia and I felt very much that we were both on similar lines. The information that she's been getting is very, very similar to what I'm getting. And we decided, or Celia decided, that she wants to come to Holland. And we're actually going to hold an event here in Holland on the 7th of April, and we're going to do a workshop on the twin flames. Now, although I've never, ever met Celia, I know for a fact that as we sit on the stage there together, that we'll be able to merge our energies together. We'll be able to become one. And there's some pretty, Lord Michael and Lady Faith is telling us that there's going to be some pretty awesome activations here for Holland, which will flow out across the earth plane. Jermaine and Portia are coming through with exactly the same information, that are really some really, really powerful events going to take place during this month of April because of the initiations, activations that we're going to be doing. And a lot, of course, what we're going to be doing is working with these symbols, working with what Celia's received and what I've received, and we're going to really be putting it out there because, again, this is what our guidance is asking us to do, to just let all else go. To just get this information out there and let people feel it for themselves. Let people hold them and experience it themselves. And when they do, they almost automatically feel a shift in their own consciousness. We've had this proven to us so many times now, Danny.
Oh, I love that when it happens in your life. You just feel like you're flying on the clouds.
There is more and more of individuals who are working from their... are playing, working, celebrating in their heart with others and joining together in new ways. And I certainly can tell from the way that you're talking about this, it makes me want to travel to Holland on April the 7th. That's very good.
Well, you'd be most welcome.
We're putting it out to the universe right now.
There you go. You know, one last thing with regards to the symbols I'd really like to share with people. If you, you know, print these things out, classify them and hold them in your hands. Feel the energies flowing through you. Work with it. Do the meditations. Look on the website or email us and get the meditations that go along with some of them. And when you get to a certain point, or maybe you're even at that point where you've got all of these insights, all of the vibrations inside of you that's needed, for instance, the time symbol. When you're ready, we've got a beautiful, beautiful meditation that'll take you through this time symbol. What happens when you're going to the time symbol? Sorry?
I think we have a caller.
Oh, cool.
Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Well, I heard a beep, and indeed that usually is a signal that someone's on the line, calling in. But go ahead, Ian. You were saying.
Well, what I was going to say is, as you go into the energies of this time symbol, and this is really important because it's happening all around the earth plane, and I'm not saying that this time symbol is the only tool because, my goodness, we've been given some pretty awesome tools right now through many, many wonderful people around the earth plane. But what's happening is, you mentioned it yourself a little bit earlier, Dennis, our 13 DNA strands are being activated. Our 13 chakras are being activated. And this is pretty important. We'll go into this later. And in the meditation, it also explains why I've written here 12. There's always the 13th one, isn't there? If you look back at our history, for instance, the 12 disciples around the table at the Last Supper,
yes.
And then Jesus. There's always a central power. There's always an additional central power. So you see, when you go into this and you're using the symbol, what's happening is not only are the 13 strands and the 13 chakras being activated, what's also being activated is your crystalline body, your diamond frequencies. You're also being activated into Christ consciousness, which is a huge shift into your multidimensional selves. And simply by working with this meditation and these energies, all of these pathways, all of these doors that have been locked for so long inside of yourself, it's not really us that's doing anything here. All you're doing is opening those doors inside of yourself. And you are remembering who you are, what you are, and why you're here.
Yeah, I was just looking because what you were saying just reminded me, too, that you are an author and a writer, and you have some ebooks as well that describe part of your journey anyways. And I don't have it in front of me, so I can't remember what the name of it was.
My goodness, I can't even remember it at this moment. Oh, Parables of Life and Awakening.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and basically,
you.
That book is indeed my journey, many stories out of my own journey. But once I started sharing it with people, what started to happen was they said, oh, my goodness, I've experienced something like this. Oh, my goodness, that just happened to me just recently. So you see, although these are parables of my life, I'm no different really to anybody else. So many people have had similar experiences. So basically what it is, it's kind of like a little bit of, you know, a confirmation. We love to have these little confirmations just to know we're on the right path. And I haven't found I found a publisher, but he's advised me to rewrite it and put the last chapter at the front. I'm still in the middle of rewriting it before I can actually bring the book out. But it won't be too long. So that's one of the books.
And you're in the process of writing another one right now?
Yes. In fact, we've got quite a lot of information, although it has to be brought together. And the title of that book it will be Twin Flames, A Bed of Roses Full of Thorns.
Yes,
that
yes.
Should tell you what a twin flame experience is.
I'm glad you took it, not me.
Well, it really is. I mean, a twin flame experience is just a beautiful, beautiful journey. It's a beautiful experience. And it is indeed a bed of roses. It's so beautiful, and we know how beautiful roses are. But we also know that roses also have thorns. Unless, of course, they've been genetically manipulated. But there again, that's a different story. But what happens basically is when you meet your twin flame, you're absolutely perfect mirrors to each other. You're opposite ends of the polarity. And of course, you're being confronted with the aspects of yourself that are absolutely limiting you and blocking you to being your total, full, mother, father, God, creator self, which is why we call these thorns. And that's why we've received so many wonderful tools from our guides to help not only the twin flames, because it goes far beyond the twin flames. These tools are being given to us so that we can share them with humanity. And some of the things that we use, for instance, one of the examples is, you know, when you feel yourself going into conflict, or when you feel yourself going into ego, you feel yourself sort of getting into an argument with another being, one of the most beautiful gifts that was given to us, Dennis and Jara, was to take a divine, deep breath. Take a time out, a quick time out. Just call a quick time out. And then take one deep, divine breath. And as you're doing that, put out the intention that your four higher chakras are being expanded to the maximum point. I promise you, any thought or anything that you wanted to put out to whoever you're talking to, before you did that, and after you've done it, what came out of your mouth will be something totally, totally different. Anybody willing to try and experience that, we promise you, you will take the sting out of the tail of the ego. The conversation directly afterwards will just take a totally, totally different, open and loving direction. That too is just so, it's just one of the beautiful tools that we've received because of these symbols, because of working with Saint Germain and Portia, Lord Michael and Lady Faye. Oh, I'm so excited about all of this stuff. I'm kind of stuck for words at the moment. Take it away, guys.
Well, you know, we can, a couple of times there, we thought we had callers because we had a few beeps in between. And just in case, if anyone would like to call, we still have approximately 10, 15 minutes left. In the U.S., it's toll-free 1-877-270-8714. And everywhere else, it's direct, area code 530-413-4515. This is DJ, and you're listening to Dream Path on BBS Radio, BBS Late Night Talk Radio, and I'm here with my co-host, Geralyn Ranton, and our guest is Ian Henderson, and he's in the Netherlands right now. I remember talking to you a little bit just before the break about Nova Scotia, and I think people can tell you have an accent that still has a bit of the brogue in it, which gives it a certain dynamic, and certainly is communicating your passion for your work, for your gift that you bring to everyone. I love your background. What would you like to talk about now, Ian?
Well, I'm going to take it in just a tiny little bit of a different direction. I'm pretty sure a lot of your listeners have been watching Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
You know how they've been talking about the Secret DVD?
Wasn't
that just a wonderful gift to the Earth plane? Because we're starting to understand that we are indeed the Mother, Father, God created beings. And that we have this thing called Law of Attraction. Well, here again, you know, everything that we're doing right now, with these symbols, with these meditations, with all of the wonderful gifts that we have around this Earth plane, what's happening here as we are transforming ourselves, as we're willing to transform ourselves, to make those changes, what's happening basically is, and certainly you can see it because of shows like Oprah Winfrey, it has the effect of, if you will, the 100 monkey effect, or the 100 monkey theory. As they see that we're going more and more into our passion, becoming more and more healthy, you can see that there's a change taking place. There's a lot more of us are finding that happiness and that bliss inside of us, and it radiates outside of us, simply because of who we are. And as other people see this, they want a piece of that cake. They want a piece of that action. They want to understand it. It's in our programming. This is what we came here to do. So the 100 monkey effect is basically, that's exactly what we're doing now. That program with Oprah Winfrey, these symbols, and so many other beautiful things happening around this Earth plane at the moment. You know what the result of that is, Dennis and Jara?
Yeah, we've been following that as well. And like the Celestine prophecy, it's reaching out to millions of people. Allowing them to receive the message.
Exactly. And we are creating heaven on earth. All of these wonderful gifts, all of these wonderful people, they are indeed bringing something out we're all unique beings. We all know we have our unique idiosyncrasies. We're all different. We're all unique. So all of us, not all of us are going to need, for instance, the tools that I'm bringing through. Not all of us is going to resonate with the Celestine prophecies or the Celestine movie. Not all of us are going to resonate with that DVD from The Secret. So you see, we are such diverse beings that we need all of these wonderful magical tools that are coming through right now. And if you look around you, those tools are there. And the only thing that we need to do is to just be open and to be willing to look. Something somewhere is going to resonate with you. It'll touch you in your unique way. And it'll help you find your answers. And it'll help you create your heaven on earth.
And a big part of that heaven is meeting and talking and walking with people like yourself, Ian. And we certainly have found that being on BBS Radio, we're connecting with a number of the other hosts as well, and sharing our experiences and sharing our work, and it does allow for more expansion. And that feeling, that wonderful feeling of fun and adventure and achievement, in the sense that fulfillment, feeling more one, feeling more complete, and discovering more each and every day that goes by, and knowing that the next day is going to bring even more. You mentioned the thorns in the rose, those things still come up every once in a while. But that's what you're sharing with people, to discover it in themselves, what they truly can be. And it is a unique journey. Each individual has something wonderful to share with the world. And Ian, you certainly do, and I invite everyone in our listening audience to go to your site, www.twinflames-twinsouls.net. And if you want to email Ian, you can at a very similar address. That's admin, at twinflames-twinsouls.net. And it's time is short, Ian. There are so many different ways that we can discuss this, and I'm sure there's other things that you'd like to bring through. Is there anything, as we're closing down, we have about 5 minutes left, that you'd like to share with us at this time?
Yeah. You know, as we look out at the world around us, it's no wonder that so many people are sort of losing hope, or losing faith, or they feel that the light is being diminished. You know what? It's not. It really is expanding. We are getting closer and closer. And there were some wonderful magical beings that predicted all of this. For instance, the Mayans, the Incas. Are you willing, for instance, to look at a few or bits and pieces of that information? They had this wonderful thing mapped out so many thousands of years ago that are actually showing us that we're going through these different levels of our journey. It was all planned. So we are all, every single being on this planet, or every single soul on this planet, is going through this humongous shift, and we are going to get there. Because it was pre-planned, predestined, pre-written by ourselves, or our souls, our collective consciousness. This huge, wonderful experiment is coming to a close. We're almost there. So keep the faith, keep trusting, be willing and be open to look at the information and use the tools around you to help you. Be willing to make choices and understand that if you've made a choice that didn't quite resonate with you, you are that mother, father, God, creator being. Well, guess what? Make a new choice. Create anew. Remember the law of attraction? That's how powerful we are. And now, because we're starting to understand that we can actually create through love and passion and joy, and not just for the self, but we're able to create for the all, it's getting stronger and faster and stronger and faster every single day. So the magic and the miracles that you mentioned just a little while ago, Dennis, oh yeah, it's expanding every single day. The magic and the miracles are becoming multiple fold every single day. You're just willing to put the creation out there, not judge it, just experience it. If it was a creation that you didn't like, well, go ahead and create anew. Because every time you create consciously, and certainly for the all, then you're learning rapidly. And the more of us that are doing it, the more that want to join us and do it too. But inside of us, soul, every single being on this planet, knows that we're here to create heaven on earth, that we're going into a new shift, into a new paradigm. And I have these words on the website, the new human. This, folks, is what we're creating, a beautiful new human. And there's plenty of evidence out there, Dennis, I'm sure, and Jara, I'm sure you guys have got plenty of guests that are coming here proving, not just with words like I'm doing tonight, but they've got this scientific proof. There are so many things opening up around to us in the world now. If you're willing to do the research, you'll find that the words that we're speaking are absolute truth. And it is going that way. And one last statement, really. We've moved, if you will, from the Mayan calendar, from the shift of power. Although we're still in the power stage, we're moving into the ethics stage. And you can see that happening all around you, all around the planet. As we move more and more out of power, it moves into the ethics of truth, trust. What's happening here is we're moving into another level of our journey, and it's bringing us even closer to our God self. Be willing Have an open heart. Have an open mind. Open your eyes and all of your senses. Be aware. Be willing to be your own Mother, Father, God, Creator Self. Jara and Dennis, I've had a wonderful time with you guys. I love you bunches. I've known you for some years now. I've loved your energy and enjoyed your company for so many times. And I thank you, thank you, thank you from my heart for inviting me tonight and having me on your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And if my listeners and our listeners are like myself, we've all received a healing tonight just listening to you. It's poetry in words. It communicates to the heart. And listeners, this is you've been listening to Dream Path, and our guest Ian Henderson now resides in the Netherlands. And it just shows, yeah, this is our first show internationally, as it were. And Ian, thank you, and best of everything in your new ventures, and especially for April 17th. That sounds exciting.
7th.
April 7th. And if for some reason another miracle happens, we'll be there.
There you go. And you know what, Dennis and Jara, one of my favorite sayings is, have suitcase, will travel. Invite me.
Have suitcase, will travel.
Mine's at the front door, ready to go. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you bunches.
Be in touch.
Okay.
And we will be ending and closing our show here on BBS Radio, BBS Late Night Talk Radio, with a beautiful song, Mystery Morning Light. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Dream Path saying good night and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Good night.
To me, see it in your eyes. Every morning comes like this. All the things you are. Like the shadow of your voice. It reminds me where I've been. In 100 million ways, count the clouds and look for day. Flying high and circling deep, the summer and the heat. Everyone comes to me, see it in your eyes. Every morning comes like this, all the things you are. Hey, mystery morning light, will you come away with me for the day? Hey, mystery morning light, will you come away with me for today? Mystery morning, oh, Mr. Morning Light. Oh, come away. Come away with me.